Now, let me just say one thing as a litigator. You don't need to be scared of it. It really is a lot of fun to litigate these issues, what a will means, what a trust means. Spend 2-3 years in court, spend a ton of attorney's fees. So I would say you really don't need to listen to how to avoid this litigation. You know, just go out and get your lunch early. But if you're going to stay, we're going to talk about some of the issues that can come up. And we've got the folks who deal with them on an administrative basis. My kids were born in the early 90s, shortly after a movie called The Princess Bride came out. And we probably only watched that movie 100 times. And it occurs to me that it raised the same issues that these folks deal with on a daily basis. So we're going to have a few clips to set this up.
We're safe. Only Fezzik is strong enough to go up our way. He'll have to sail around for hours till he finds a harbor.
He's climbing the rope. And he's gaining on us.
Inconceivable. He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I tend to make my living off of people who used words that wind up not meaning what they thought they mean, but let's see how this can come up in the wills and trust context. Does the phrase in this document really mean what you think it means? And I want to ask our panelists, if we're all familiar with the HIM standard, or sometimes a discretionary distribution standard. I've seen best interest standards. But sometimes these instruments wind up with additional language that may cause the trustees trying to figure out what to do, what they mean.